Okay, so we have two more theorem, I think, before our break, our summer break. Is that right? Sound right?
We have this one and one
one more.
One more.
Yeah. So what I want to do, I want to do the sugya on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. We've done both of the things till Zayin Amud Aleph and past Zayin Amud Aleph, quite a few things as well. But let's turn our attention to an interesting topic, exclusively a Pesach topic, but a broader brachos topic, which is very consequential for many other mitzvahs as well. And that is the question of when do you make brachos and what the nusach habracha is, as you'll see in a moment. So this is the Gemara here on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we have Numar Makomos as well. Okay, so the Gemara in the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph, three lines up from the bottom. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, habodek tzarech sheyivarech. That when a person does bedikas chametz, he is obligated also to make a bracha before he makes the bracha, before he does the bedika. My mevarech. Then the Gemara says, what bracha does he make? Rapapa amar mishmei derava leva'er chametz. Rapapa amar mishmei derava. There's a machlokas within the worldview of Rava. What did Rava say? Albir chametz. Okay. So the question is what the nusach habracha is, whether it's leva'er or albir chametz. Before we even get to that, just a quick comment, and that is the why does the Gemara need to tell us at all that habodek tzarek shivarech? Is there any chiddush, in that? So it's very interesting. Again, typically you don't need. There's no Gemara that says, ha magbia salulav tzarek shivarech. There's no Gemara that says tokeas hashofar tzarek shivarech. And there's no Gemara that says, other, comparable things like that. So there actually is a Gemara that does say that when you do hadlakas ner Chanukah, that you have to make a bracha. Or actually the other way around, the Gemara says, how can you make a bracha on Neros Chanukah? After all, how can you say the word Vitzivanu when it's only a Din D'Rabbanan? That's the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chav Dalet. It also appears in Sukkah. And the famous answer of the Gemara, the very, very consequential, Gemara gives two answers. One is based on the principle of Lo Sasur. You could say the words Vitzivanu on D'Rabbanan because of the violation of Lo Sasur. And the other one is a more positive formulation. Sha'alavicha viagedcha is kenecha viomrlach. So you're obligated to listen to the Chachamim, and therefore you could say the word Vitzivanu in the Nusach HaBracha, and therefore you can make brachos under abundance as well. It's very interesting that the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, does so in Hilchos Chanukah, but he doesn't do it about Chanukah. He does it about Hallel. Very interesting. I've spoken about this, on different occasions on Chanukah. The Gemara says this whole discussion of Vitzivanu about Neros Chanukah. But the Rambam, in Hilchos Chanukah, no less, what he does is he presents, the dinim of Mikra Megillah. Then he transitions into the dinim of Chanukah. And then in the middle of the dinim of Chanukah, he speaks about the dinim of another mitzvah midivrei sofrim, namely Hallel. And when he introduces the bracha that we make on Hallel, Ligmaris HaHallel, it's there that he says, oh, and you can say Vitzivanu, even though it's a, bracha d'Rabbanan, because, we do make brachos on d'Rabbanan. Very curious, why didn't he just stick to the original script? Anyways, our summary shown him here in the sugya. It's interesting to look. I'm not going to do this right now because we only have today and next week, and I want to, get through some other more, broader topics. But it's very interesting to chart the formulations of the Rishonim and some of the Achronim here. Like when the Gemara here says that a bodek tzarech shivarech, as I say, it's a little unusual because typically if there's a mitzvah, it needs a bracha. So
yeah, Parav, there's a little difference from our comparison to Hanukkah.
Two
comments. One thing, the comment Vahala with the Rambam is not a simplistic comment, because we know many people hold that that's Machot Vahala is the rights of the Rabbanon. So therefore, that could be why the Rambam quotes that halacha right there to state that his view that it's Rabban. But be that as it may, with the Bidika Chameis, we're making a bracha different than any other time. We're making a bracha al Bior Chameis for the Bidika we're doing. When we say l'halach ner sachanaka, we're doing the halacha of the menorah. When we say the bracha of Bior Chameis, we're not doing the Bior Chameis. We're doing the Bidika, just the Haskalah Mitzvah. That's why the Gemara has to tell us to do it.
Well, I would say, let me answer each question. I think both points are really good points, but there's something to say about each of them. First, on the Rambam point, just to make it clear, the Rambam's very clear that, in his view, Halal is only Drabanan. The Bahag probably holds it Daraisa, and the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvah is defending of the Bahag, says that it might be Daraisa. The Rambam says that Mikra, Megillah, and Eros Chanukah are Medivrei Sofrim, and he says Halal is Medivrei Sofrim. So it's just, I think it's a good point, but I don't think that he held out, it's just curious is what I'm trying to say. The third bracha that he mentions in that same section is Halel. In other words, first he speaks about Mikra Megillah, then he speaks about Ner Chanukah, and then he speaks about Halel. He calls all three of them Divrei Sofrim, and yet it's only on the third one that he finally discusses that you make brachos on things that are not, fully minat Torah. So I don't think it's to show that it's drabanan. He already says it's drabanan. But I do think that maybe it's a different reason, and that the Rambam thinks that Halal and Chanukah are very tightly connected. That Chanukah kind of is kind of a Halal on the Maisa level, as Halal is on the articulation level. But that's number one. As for the Gemara here, I think that's a really good point too. And the Rishonim discuss it extensively, actually right here, a lot of them. Mainly, why is it that in the context of the Bedika, you're making a bracha al biur chametz? And they discuss it on two levels. Number one, why are you calling Bedika biur, which is what you were talking about? And also why, if you are making the bracha on biur and you're not making a separate bracha on the actual biur, whether it's Shreifa or the Chachamim Sahash Pasasa B'chol Davar, so why are you calling it biur if it's Bedika? But I don't get the impression in the Gemara that the Nusach HaBracha of is yet alluded to in that first line. The Gemara says, HaBodek Tzarech Sheyivarech. And then the Gemara says, Maim Bavarech Levayar or al biur. And actually, the Gemara itself doesn't address the question that all the Rishonim addressed, and which you're addressing quite correctly, which is like, why don't we make this bracha on real biur, and why do we make this bracha on bedika, and what does it even mean? I'll get back to that very quickly in just a minute. So it sounds like this Gemara, either way, is saying two different things. Number one, you need a bracha, and number two, but I still think there might be a connection. I'll explain what that means in a minute. So let me just take a step back and tell you what some of the Rishonim say about it. So some of them allude to the parallel of Ner Chanukah and Halel and Mikra Megillah that we just spoke of. In other words, if it isn't so obvious that you could say Vitzivanu or that you make a bracha on a drabanan, is Bode, is Bedika drabanan or Daraisa? So we know the Ritva, Rashi under certain conditions, the Rishonim will go out of their way to try to say that Bedika under certain conditions is Daraisa. And the Bali Tosis mostly disagree. But either way, everybody agrees that under certain conditions it's Drabanan, right? So in other words, the Gemara says, Hemnu Rabanan bedrabanan and Dalanam bedeis, and that's why we believe, Ketanim on Bedika Schametz, because Hey Mamru, the Hey Mamru. And it's all based on Minat Torah, Bebitol B'Amasagilai. So sometimes Bedika is Rabbanan. So are there Rishonim who say here, who address this question, and who say that Habodek Tzarek Shivarech, that the Gemara needs to tell us here because it's Rabbanan. Not, in the same way that it needed to tell us about, Ner Chanukah. But there are other reasons too. Now let me go a step further. And that also might be connected to what you were talking about, but in a little bit of a different way. And that is the following. The idea of Neros, I thought you were going to say, There is Chanukah and Mikra Megillah, in addition to the bracha being more obviously connected directly to what it is that you're doing, which was your point, in addition to that, it's perfectly clear that these are mitzvos and kiyumin, meaning they're positive mitzvos. There's nothing technical, and there's nothing preventative, or there's no coping aspect, we call it, you know, to Mikra Megillah or to Neiros Chanukah or to, you know, Kriyas Hallel. They're all positive mitzvos that express Shevach V'Hodah, you know, to the Rabbanu Shalom, each in its own way. And therefore, once you get past the first point, which is that Drabanans also require a bracha, and you could say Vitzivanu, you know, then it's appropriate to say on those mitzvahs. But the point about Bedikah may be, even if it's Daraisa, and certainly if it's Drabanan, is that Bedikah is more, this is the question we have to figure out, is it a siag of achila, like Tosa says, you know, Shema Yochal, Tosas on the beginning of the Masechta, or even if it's, you know, to neutralize chametz, you know, and to make it into any odua, or, you know, mokom she'in bo chametz, but you could say, or to find the chametz in order that you could burn it. These are all different things, but either it's a kind of drabanan hechsher l'doraisa, or a siag for another doraisa, or it's more a negative, you know, than a positive. It's all to preclude bal yirah b'imatzei. So what is the status of a mitzvah, doraisa or drabanan, but especially drabanan, but maybe even doraisa, that isn't so much a kiyum as much as it is an isur asay, or an asay, you know, to prevent isurim. Does that also require a bracha? And if you look at the Rishonim here, they really make this emphasis. Look, for example, at the Ritva here, and then I'll get back to your point in one more second, but look at the wrong Mar Makomos. Okay, let's look at today's Mar Makomos. they look at the Ritva. Where's the Ritva? On page 6. I have two Ritvas. Let's go to the first one first. Mine is page 5, but I think it's yours is page 6, right?
Where is it? The Ritva
21, line 21.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On page
26.
Yeah, okay. So Rav Yudah Marava, Bodek Tzorach Shivarech, Pirich Itztrich Lashminan Mishum De'ikar Mitzvah Hainu Biur. That's a little bit what Dr. Maybrook was saying. The Ikar Mitzvah is Biur. But he was talking more the discrepancy between the Nosach HaBracha, you know, and the Mitzvah. But I think the bigger idea is the real mitzvah is biur. Ve'ena b'dika l'katikun v'hechsher. This is only preparatory. That's one way of looking at it. To it, does a tikun and a hechsher of another mitzvah, does that require a bracha? V'afal gav devadai b'dika min haTorah. The Ritva l'shitasa always thinks b'dikas chametz has a Torah side. V'yeshna b'chlal hashbasa. T'losogi b'lav hachi. It's a necessary part of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So partly that's what yours. The second point is what you're saying. Maybe you should only say the bracha during the actual beer, not during the bidika part. If you look at the Rush Alatar, again, you have to look at different Rishonim emphasize different things. Some of them emphasize the Heksher part. Some of them emphasize that it's Drabanan. Some of them emphasize that it's a negative to prevent Vayiroya, you know, rather than a kiyum. Here, just look here for 1 second at the Rush. Also here on Dav Zayin, this I didn't give you, but Amar Avina Borodek Tzorach Shivatel Miad Achar Bidikaso. 1 second, no, I'm sorry, that's the wrong thing. Here, 1 second. Haborek Tzorach Shivarech Delo Tema Eina Kol Kach Mitzvah Kivin De Eina Ela Levirus Achamitz Min Abayis. That's a totally different reason than the Ritva. Not because it's a hechsher to biur, not because it's bizman habiur, but because it's not a positive, it's a negative. kivin de ena ela levayer sachametz min abayis. It's a negative. It's, you know, to be mesalek chametz as opposed to a kiyum mitzvah. Mashein bevarchen al bir b'shas hachamish. Then he gets to the second point, which is what we were discussing. So it's very interesting to chart. You look in the Ran, it says something, you know, still just a little bit different, right? So if you look at the various Rishonim and Mefarshim, what they emphasize about Bedika that makes it less obvious that there would be a bracha, it's a window, right, into the nature of Bedika. You know, you can find out things, you know, by the Havamina of what you might, you know, might the Chiddush, you know, what you might have said also. That's very interesting. Okay. Anyways, so Bodek Tzarech Sheyivarech. By the way, along the same lines, once we're talking about the possibility, you know, what's the Kamashmalan of these Rishonim? Right? We're saying, even if Durabanans require a bracha, or even if mitzvahs generally require a bracha, Dorais or Durabanan, but if it's a negative mitzvah or a Hechsher mitzvah, or it's only tchilas bi, or it's tchilas ha-mitzvah, and maybe not even ikar, but maybe, you know, the tafel tchila, maybe that doesn't require a bracha, right? Or maybe it's only drabanan. So what's the kamash malan when the Gemara says, habodek tzarech shivarech? Is the Gemara telling us that our assessment previously, which makes us a chiddush, is wrong? You know, that's not the way to look at Bedikas Chametz. Don't look at it as, you know, an adjunct to Biur or a preventative of Bal Yiroyah. Maybe it really is a Kiyum HaMitzvah because it makes Chametz Chametz Ein Yadua. It makes the Mokom into a Mokom HaPanui Min HaChametz. Or it already makes a statement to Shmartim, like Yerushalmi says, it's to Shmartim, it's a Matzos. Right, it's no inyan l'chametz, meaning it's already a statement in advance of the upcoming toxicity of this chametz. Meaning, the kamash malan might be, it's not a siag, it's not a heksher, it's not a negative, it's a direct, straight, intrinsic positive. And that's a different way of looking at bedikas chametz throughout all the sukkah. We've had this back and forth throughout the year. Right? What kind of mitzvah is it? A mitzvah, you know, that, you know, no one's allowed to usurp, like it's a good mitzvah. You know, is it a mitzvah that once it's obligatory upon you, you know, you can't just walk away from it, maskir and socher, right? Is it a mitzvah that depends on the person who's going to violate Bal Yirah, on the person who's chayav b'tashbisu, on the person whose home it is? A lot of the issues that we've been discussing all year round, when should you do the mitzvah, right? So what's the kamash malan? The kamash malan is that all these things are wrong, or is the kamash, or some of them are wrong, or is the kamash malan, inochanami bedika is a siyah, inochanami bedika is a heksher, inochanami bedika is a tafel tchila. Yafal pichain, it's still enough connected to mitzvah, it's still enough of a mitzvah that requires a bracha. Nafkamina would be, what about other comparable institutions, right? Darabanan or Daraisa. So that's an interesting question. A second very closely related interesting question is whether you can be mechalek between different bedikos chametz. What do I mean by that? The Gemara says later on, Daf Yud, that Yud Aleph, that you know, if you we know, and we already had it earlier, the proper time to do Bedikas Chametz is Leil Yodalid, at the beginning of the night. And even then there's a debate, right? Whether it's a Shkia or a Tzeis, a little Mibod Yom. Okay, then there's the rest of the night. And then if you don't do it then, you're supposed to do it in the morning. And if you don't do it before Chatzos, you're supposed to do it after Chatzos. And if you don't do it after Chatzos, you're supposed to do it on Yontif. And if you don't do it on Yontif, you're supposed to do it after Yontif. And Chametz Yavrel about Pesach. And it goes the other way too. Like, let's say you're leaving, you know, and you're not going to be there Leil Yudalet. So, you know, the night before. and up to perhaps Shloshim Yom. Now, all these different configurations of Bedika, do they all have the same dinim? Do you make a bracha on all of them? This is a big debate. So the Rambam's view, for example, is that you make, when it comes to, let's say, Yadalid in the morning, Yadalid at night, Yadalid in the morning, Yom Tov, all those who make a bracha, you just don't make a bracha on Chametz, Sha'avar Alava Pesach. And the Maram Chalava says, no, not true. Even Chametz Sha'avar Alava Pesach, you make a bracha. The Ra'ah is of the opinion that even Lifnei Shloshim Yom, if you're going to be back, even if you leave Rosh Hashanah, but you're going to be back, you're going to be back in that Rishus on Pesach, so therefore there's a requirement of Bedika. That's the Gemara on Vav Amud Aleph. So the Ra'ah says, yeah, if that's the situation, you'd make a bracha. You know, way more than 30 days before the Chag. And the Ritva disagrees. The Ritva says, before Shloshim Yom, even if there's a Chiyuv Bedika, you don't make a bracha. It's not even clear. Does he think that the Shloshim Yom, you make a bracha because that's like a time frame that is proximate, that is close, in other words, to a holiday? Or does he think that within Shloshim Yom, it's like everything you're doing is likrat to make it there for Yom, for Leil Yodalad? It's really Leil Yodalad you're making the bracha on, but you can make a bracha on Leil Yodalad or 30 days in advance. So you're not making a bracha 30 days before, you're making a bracha 30 days before for that night. Subtle difference. Okay? And there are those who question whether maybe on Yom Tov, let's say on Yom Tov itself, are you, maybe you shouldn't make a bracha. Meaning there are numerous debates about the relationship between the various configurations of Bedika. So I think it's very fascinating in light of this discussion in the Rishonim. Why do we need to say a bodek tzarech shivarech? Of course. The answer is no. Maybe it's too much of a hechsher, maybe it's just a siag of bal yirah, maybe it's a siag of achila, maybe it's an adjunct and a tafel to biur. So maybe what you could say, and then we're asking, so what's the kamash malan? So if you distinguish between some of the bedikos, the too early ones or the too late ones, as the case may be, or maybe anything but the one that is, you know, at the optimal time, maybe what we're saying is that some bedikos are just siyagim, and other bedikos are kiyumim. They're like, you know, they're like part of the mitzvah. They create a chalos of, neutralizing chametz, making a makom panui min chametz, making chametz that you don't find after you do the bedika, chametz sheni yadua, etc. So it'll turn out that maybe these different types are different in this respect as well. Okay? So that's just the beginning of the Gemara. Habodek tzarech sheyivarech. Okay. Then the Gemara, now we'll get to the Nusach HaBaracha. So the Gemara says, Mai Mevarech, Rav Papa Amar Meshmeid Rav, Leva'er Chametz. So again, and Rav Papa said that it is, Rav Papi said, Leva'er, and Rav Papa said, Al Biur. So again, getting back to part of what we just discussed, as Dr. Maber brought up, it's curious, you don't take the bracha, it's double curious, right? In addition to everything we just talked about that we don't need to repeat, but why don't you make a bracha al bedikas or livdok? And why at the real, what we call, or what we think is the real shasa biur, why aren't you making a bracha, you know, then? Why are you making the bracha at the bedika? And are you not really doing biur, are you? I mean, so this is a huge, huge topic. We talked about it a little bit in other contexts. It came up a little bit, right? What does the word biur chametz mean? it means destroying the chametz. So then it implies that the bedika is kind of a hechsher, you know, to find chametz so you can destroy it. But it could also be biarti hakodesh menabayis. That's some of the sifras to Beirashi say that, Rabbeinu Manoach, Chamed Chachmei Provence, meaning sometimes the language of biur doesn't mean destroy, it means pinui. It means to, to get rid of something, to extricate chametz from your rishos. So this is part of the issue, right? Also part of the issue is the question which Rishonim discuss here, the problem of hefsek, which I'm not going to go into right now, right? Are you supposed to be silent the whole time? Most Rishonim say, poskim say, it's at minimum an etzah tova for a more serious and concentrated, you know, single-minded bedika that you don't, you know, start talking about other things. However, if you do, is it a problem of bracha levatala? Right? So there are different critical moments in this process. Like the Rishonim say, if you didn't do any bedika whatsoever and you were mafsik after the bracha, that's probably a bracha levatala. Because you made a bracha and then right away you started talking, not mi'inyane habedika. Okay, about something else. However, once you start searching, now the question is, what's the real mitzvah bedika? Is it to search? Is it to find? Right? Is it to establish that the entire makom was panui min hachametz? If it's simply the search, then there's no bracha levatala once you start searching. Because you search. That's what the Gra, I mean, the Rishonim say it already. I mean, that's what some of the Rishonim say. And the Gra just said it very strongly. Go to the Gra, said, you don't need 10 pieces. And, you know, because you just need to search. If it's to find something to destroy, then maybe you're allowed, then maybe it's a half second until you find something. But once you find one thing, maybe you don't need to find everything yet. If it's to make the makom panui min hachametz as a makom, chametz free zone, then maybe it's a hefsek gamur until you finish the whole bedika. Unless you think the process is already valuable. So the Rishonim discuss here whether the word biur means biarti min hakodesh or biur chametz, and therefore what the relationship is to biur. They discuss the problem of hefsek, which is also connected. And they also discuss a very interesting question about Shehiyanu. Why don't we say Zman on Bedikas Chametz? Some say, oh, because we're Yotze with the Zman of Yontif itself.
It's a financial loss.
What's that?
It's a financial loss. Like the question about with Pidyon HaBen. You're losing money.
Okay, some people say it's a hard job, so it's just not an enjoyable thing. So it's not a dvar simcha. Uh-huh. I don't know whether you're really losing money because at the end of the day, it's going to be asur bahana anyway. But yeah, something like that. Or it's not a mitzvah shelhana. There are some rishonim, by the way, who thought you should make a shechiyanu we don't paskin like that at all. But again, if you look at the Bala Itur, the Rosh here, the Ritva here, the Ran here, they're all discussing, you know, these questions, the Nusach HaBracha question, the Hefsek question, whether or not you have this minug of the Gaonim of putting out, you know, 10 pieces or pieces, and the question of Shechiyan. All these come up here in this context. Okay.
All right. We connect to what we learned at the very beginning of the year and when we started Pesachim. This is sort of a metaphysical idea that the whole idea of getting rid of chametz represents the chametz within us. So we have to say the bracha of biyachamis says, you know what you're doing the bedika for? The whole tachlis of your bedika is to get rid of the chametz within your heart. That's the tachlis of the bedika. You have to find the chametz within you, and you have to do the beer. That's what you have to do. So this ties in what we learned in the very beginning, that the whole chametz represents more than just chametz.
Right. True. So again, it's not, another reason why it's not really a bracha levatala too. Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, very good. So again, there's a lot of the things that we discussed in the beginning of the year really become crystallized, even in this, you know, this line and a half in the Gemara here in Zion and Aleph, which is quite amazing in terms of what the Rishonim do with it. Okay, now let's talk about the Shach Levatari of the Gemara, which is the Nusach itself. So we have a machlokas between Rav Papa and Rav Papi, both in reporting in the name of Rava, whether the bracha you make is levair or al bir chametz. And now the Gemara is going to analyze, at least initially, you know, what that means or what the significance of that different nusach is. So the Gemara says bilavair kulam lo pligi divade lahaba mashma. When you use the language of le, right, levair as a chametz, lishmoa kol shofar, you know, litol es alulav, lishchot es abehema, if you were, you don't always use those lishonos, but if you were to use the language of le, the connotation is that that's future oriented. They're talking about something you have yet to do and are about to perform. Whereas, right, ki pligi ba'al biur. The machlokas is, if you say not le, but al, right? Mar savar meikara mashma. The mandamar who thinks that it's appropriate, more appropriate or also appropriate. That's a debate. We'll get back to that. To use language of al, thinks that even al is future directed. Umar savar lahaba mashma. I'm sorry, the first mandamar holds that it means something that you already did. It's l'sha'avar. Omar sabar l'haba mashma. The other one holds that it's future-oriented. Okay, so it sounds like, although it's not clear even at this point in the Gemara, you know, what the machlokas are, papa and rav papi is a machlokas in Ivrit. In other words, whether or not it's mashma be lashon avar lashon asid. Very strange. If you look at Tosis already deals with it a little bit. Tosis says pirish Rabbeinu Tam l'shavar mashma tvei melahaba. The Gemara didn't mean to say that according to one band Amar, the language of al, right, means l'shavar completely. Because if that were the case, Tosis points out, then there would be, even at this point, everybody acknowledges that there are some brachos that use that nusach, even though it hasn't happened yet. Avol mikol makom mashma nami k'tas lahaba, the ilo mashma klal lahaba elisha avar imken hechi kamer b'samoch neima lamul l'sogi de lavi umayil v'chi b'shvil she'enu liyodim l'takein. Yomar Shaka, we'll see in a moment. The Gemara says that sometimes it's very unacceptable to use the language of le, because it implies, we'll see in a moment, that you know only this individual has the obligation, and he's the only one who can execute it. And that isn't always true. So the Gemara says in that circumstance, you'd have to say not le, but al. So Tosus is bothered. Tosus says, but if this mandamar holds that al means, you know, mi'kara, meaning l'shavar, then what, you're going to make a bracha that is false in order to avoid some other falsehood? So it must be that when the Gemara says mi'kara mashma, that what the Gemara really means is that, you know, it sounds like l'shavar more than it sounds like l'haba, but occasionally it also means, or in some respect, it also means lahaba. Or maybe lahaba, le, or la is always lahaba. And al, you know, is more ambiguous. And therefore, all things being equal, if you want to convey lahaba, you would use le. But since there are certain situations where you can't, because of other chisronos, other implications that are incorrect, you could fall back on al because, you know, al doesn't exclude lahaba, it just doesn't prove lahaba. Okay. So that's the Gemara at this moment. The Gemara says, Meisve. The Gemara asks a question. Baruch Hashem Kedushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu al hamila. When it comes to bris mila, we have the nusach al hamila, not lamul. So the question is, aren't you making the bracha in advance? Right? Why not say lamul? If indeed al is meikara and le is lahaba. Says the Gemara, this is what Tosfos is referring to, hasam hechenema. What's the alternative? Right? Nema lamul. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu lamul. Lo sagi de laviu mahil. Meaning, typically, the person doing the bris mila is not the father, right? It's a moel. Somebody who's trained and who knows what he's doing, right? So for him to say lam, the mitzvah is lamul, look at Rashi for a minute. Bechilo sagidi lavi umal. Olav mitzvah muteles. Is the mitzvah mutal on the mohel? Hello, al aviv mutal. Kedamaran bekidushin perakama karav lesofo. Avobiur mitzvah al balachametz muteles. V'cholish v'ish bodek beso. V'echad yachal omar levayr lo nema al biur. Okay. So basically the Gemara here is suggesting that even if lamul, even if le is more future than, or more clearly future than al, in situations where it implies that the mitzvah is mutal alav, right, you wouldn't say this din. Okay. Says the Gemara, Avia ben Ma'ika le'meimar. And what happens if the father does do the bris mila? Right? Look at Rashi. I ala mila l'sha'avar mashma. Right? The father can say lamul because the chiyuv does devolve upon him. Here at this point, the Gemara assumes that the nusach al hamila would apply even if a father is doing the mila. The question is that maintained lamaskana or not? And that's why the Gemara is questioning it. We'll see that in the Maskana, this is Shitas HaRambam in Perikid Aleph, Hilchos Brachos, and Chsmila, is that it really does depend. If the father makes the Mila, if he does the Mila, then he says Lamol. And if anybody else says, it's Ala Mila. Whereas Rashi, in the end of the Sugya, thinks that that's not true. That even if the father does the Mila, you still say Ala Mila. That's a big debate in the Rishonim. That's also the view of the Ramban and the Ran. All, a lot of them disagree with the Ramban. Okay. So the Gemara here, though, says, if the father makes the Mila, does the Mila, Michael and Meimar. So the Gemara says, Anachanami. At this point, the Gemara says, yeah, you would make that division. The Ramban keeps the division, the Maskana, you'll see in a moment, but Rashi does not. Meisve. Baruch Asher Kedushanu B'mitzosa V'tzivanu Al Hashchita. Last year we learned the din of Shchita.
Our Hamila,
yeah.
The Moyo is the Shliach for the father. And we say Shluch Hashon Kamoso.
Yeah.
So why can't he say Lamoz Ben? As a Shliach for the father.
Well, we'll get to it. I mean, it's ironic because the question is how much of a shliach he needs to be. But I mean, we do shlichus, and you know, as an added element. But it's not so clear how much you need that. But in the end of the day, we're not going to do this today. But we'll probably get back to this next week. In the maskana of the Gemara, it's not so clear what determines when you say le and when you say al. And the Rishonim debate it. And two major views emerge in the Rishonim. The Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva, you could call it, or whatever it is. The Riva, the Ramban, many of them take the view that, actually, ironically, that davar she'efshar lasos ha'yidei shliach is always ba'al. And davar she'begufo, or davar she'tzarech lasos li'atzmo, is always with a le. So it's interesting. The Ramban actually does distinguish between two types of shlichos, a little bit along the lines of what you're saying. But it's just interesting that, you know, for a large, large swath of the Rishonim, actually, shlichus signifies al, dafka, not lamed. But we'll get back to it.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, Meisvei, Baruch Asher Kedushanu Mitosef Banu ala shchita, right? Why don't you say lishchot? It's lahaba. You're making the bracha in advance, right? So the Gemara says again, Hasamnami hechanema, nema lishchot. If you say Asher Kedushanu Mitosef Banu lishchot, it sounds like it's personal obligation. Lo sagi delav ihu, right? Shachit. It's only he can do the shechita, nobody else. Meaning the mitzvah is mutal olav to be, any shochet can do it. There's no special din that he should do the shechita of his own meat. Interesting, the Gemara says, Pesach v'kodshim ma'ikel meimar, meaning what? That in Pesach v'kodshim, typically the bailim will do the shechita. And it's also interesting, by the way, that especially in light of things that we discussed all year, that the Gemara separates Pesach from Kodshim. Right? I think a number of times this year, although certainly not very extensively, I've hinted at the fact that Korban Pesach's Shechita is different. And certainly last year also, when we learned Masachet Chulin, that the role of Shechita in Korban Pesach is different than that of other Kodshim. Interesting, like the Rambam talks about, you know, doing the Avoda, the Ma'is Avoda in broad terms, about other Avodos, Ola and Chatas, and but when it comes to Korban Pesach, you have to look at the Rambam in different places, in the Sefer Mitzvos, and the Minyan HaKatzar, you know, and the Nechus Korban Pesach, but in some of the places at least, and then you have to look what he says about Pesach Sheni. I don't want to go into details right now, but in some of the places he speaks about shechita specifically, not just doing the avoda of Korban Pesach. And we know the Mishnah says later on in Tamid Nishkat that the role of shechita in Korban Pesach is qualitatively different than other korbanos. Ikar avodas Pesach is b'shechita, because ikar ol achila. And even minui, you know, to be part of the chabura for Korban Pesach is tachosu alaseh. It depends on shechita. A lot of rayas that shechita plays a very, in a way, you know, what tzrika is for other karbanos, shechita is for Korban Pesach. So it's just very interesting. And the Torah itself, I mean, the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin, which talks about Shulchan Shodim Kemoso, one of the Mekoros is Shechitas HaPesach, Shachatu Oso, you know, Kol Kahal Yisrael. Not every individual is doing Shechitas Pesach because it's a Chabura. You can only Shech the Pesach once, you know, if you have 10 people in a Chabura. But Torah says v'shachatu oso kol kahalam las Yisrael. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, beginning of the second parak, maybe that's one of the makoros for shlichos. There's a tshuva, the Minchas Baruch, Talmud of Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, Baruch Krinker, where he basically discusses this, these two phenomena, in other words, that Shchitas Korban Pesach, you know, seems to be more connected to Shlichus, and that the role of Shchita in Korban Pesach, as opposed to other Korbanos, is more prominent. So anyway, it's interesting here. When the Gemara wants to say, Shchitas Chulin, you know, you have a Shochet, but in Shchitas Pesach and Shchitas Kodshim, but Shchitas Pesach is singled out. Very interesting. Okay. Anyways, Michael Meimar. So the Gemara says, Inachanami. Again, when the Bailim do the Shchita, the Gemara here thinks that you'll change the Nusach HaBracha. Okay. Meisve. Another question. Ha'osa lulav le'atzmo. Right? When you prepare the lulav, you put it together, the Dalad Minim, for the first time. You know, as you put together the Chepta Shel Lulav. Right? Mevarech shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. Not lo latzeis bo. Once you take it to fulfill the mitzvah. Omer asher kedushanu b'mitzosa v'tzivanu al netilas lulav. So once again, why don't you say litalas alulav, if that's really, you know, asid, lashon asid. Huh? Lashon lahaba. Says the Gemara, famous Gemara, shani hasam, Tibidna da Agba Nafik Be. This is a very interesting Gemara, of course. The Gemara says that when it comes to Dalad Minim, the second that you pick it up, it's already mid Agbe Nafik Be. And therefore, it sounds like, to the Gemara is saying, that you can use a Lashon Avar, not a Lashon Asid. But it's not so simple. First of all, the Gemara itself says, "Ihachi latzeis bo, yatsa bo mi boile." The Gemara says, "Not lo latzeis bo." Latzeis bo is future oriented. It doesn't say "Natal v'yatsa bo," implying afterwards, right? So the Gemara says, "Inachanami u'mishum de gabay lemisna seifa leisha basaka tanereishanami latzeis bo." No, we really do mean that you're making the bracha la'achar. The Tani Seifa, Osa Sukha Liatzmo, Omer Baruch Ato Hashem, Shechiyanu V'kimanu V'giyanu Lazman Hazeh. Nichnas Leisheba, Omer Shekedishanu B'tzosu V'tzivanu Leisheba Sukha. It sounds from here as if you really make the bracha of Lulav afterwards, that Mida'agbe, Nafakbe isn't just a problem, but it really defines the mitzvah and allows for bracha la'achar. The Balei Tosas, the Balamor, by the way, comes to that conclusion here in Psachim, and he's pretty strong about it. However, the Balei Tosas are not happy, and most Rishonim are not happy with this conclusion. They think that the Gemara thinks that there's a concession in Lulav to Mida'ag Be'Nafak, and that there are elements of a bracha la'achrav, but it remains a bracha over la'siyasan in other respects. If you look here at Tosa says, "Be'idna da'agba nafak bay, b'mtoma kivin da'nafak, since he was yotze, hey chivarech, halatzarech levarech over la'siyasan." Right? If it's really after the fact, then there shouldn't be a birchas hamitzvah. The Omari, afal gav denafak, akati osik b'mitzvah shetzorach l'naneya b'kriya sahala. This is, of course, famous Tosis in all throughout Chas, especially in the Lulav HaGazel, and the Rishonim, you know, in a bunch of places, here and in Sukkah, that what Tosis is trying to say is, it isn't really a bracha la'achar, Hamaisa, like the Balamor understands Kipshuto Shel this Gemara. It's really, what it means is, it's somewhat la'achar, but it's still lafanav. Because at least some parts of the mitzvah have yet to be completed. For example, right, the nanuim. And then the next Tosis follows through with this. Lotse siyata miboile, lotse smashma lo yota adayin ba'osa netila, because he has to reinterpret. You haven't completed the netila. Umishkachas la kishahofcho. Or let's say you turn the minim upside down. Kiramina besoka, any yotse ala derech gide laso. Right? So if you turn it upside down, that's also a way of creating overlasiyasan. Oshanotso shalom lotse spa. Ba'osa netila, or you have kavana, even if you say mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, if you have kavana lo latzeis, so you can delay the zman kiyum mitzvah, right? Ukesha adam no telulav ein tzorach lahov chok the pir shrikim tzorach lananei bahalel omishim shena rota latzeis ba'osa netila. There's a whole discussion in the Rishonim if there is still a din, if it's completely over lasiyasan. Or you need some aspect of overlas yasan. Does it mean as long as there's still a kiyum to be done? Or does it mean it's lifnei kiyum mitzvah, even though you did the maisa mitzvah? Or does it have to be lifnei maisa mitzvah? Some people say you really leave the lulav or the minim or one of the minim completely, you know, on the without picking it up. So there's a huge, huge discussion. What is really the requirement of nanua? Is it the nanuim of the natila? Is it the nanuim of the halel? Again, we don't want to learn the sukkah part of this right now, but you should just be aware that this, of course, is a massive, massive topic. Halacha lamaisa, of course, and also, you know, conceptually about natilas lulav, mostly again in the third perek, and again a little bit in fourth perek of sukkah. Okay. Good. Yeah. So that's where we're up to in the Gemara. We just want to continue for a minute. Anyways, the Gemara finally concludes the Hilchasa al Bir Chametz. We really do say not Levir Chametz, but al Bir Chametz. The Kulam Amia Mikara. Even though everybody agrees, but everybody agrees that you must make a bracha in advance of the bedika. Minalan, Dam Ravina Mashmuel, Kolamitzos Mivar Chaleim, Over Lasiyasan. Because the you need to make a bracha over Lasiyasan. What does over mean? My mashma, the high over Lishna Dag Dumehu. Amra Nachma Yitzhak, Dama Krova, Yorat Zachimats, Derecha Kikar V'Aver. Sakushi, Abai Omar Mehocha, who avar lifnehem, Iboy Seim Mehocha, Vyavar Malkom lifnehem, Vashem Berosham, etc. Beravashi Omri, Berav Omri, Chutzmina Tvila, the shofar. The exceptions, at least the Gemara is claiming, it's interesting that Lulav is not formulated as an exception here, but there are exceptions to the requirement that a Birchas HaMitzvah has to be over Lasi Yasan. And they are Tevila, we'll see in a moment, and Shofar. Again, according to the Balamor and some readings of the Gemara before, should have also said Lulav, because Midag Benafak Pe, right? Mishlama Tevila. Why, what's the problem with Tevila? Why is it, can't it be over Lasiyasan? Dakati Gavra Lochazi. Because the individual is not Roy at that point to make a bracha. What are we talking about? Either a Balkari, at the time of the Gemara when Balkari was Mufka, was not allowed to make brachos, or we're talking about Tfilah's Ger. And a Ger, you know, he's not yet endowed with Kedushas Yisrael, so he can only make the bracha afterwards. You know, there's a conundrum there. Ela shofar my taima. What do you mean shofar? Says the Gemara, v'chitem b'mishum dilma mekalka l'tkia, if you're worried about you'll make a bracha, the tkiyas won't come out, it'll be a bracha levatala. Mila nami. There are other actions of mitzvos, which, you know, you might make a bracha and then you weren't able to accomplish the mitzvah properly. Elam Rav Chizda, no, we're going to drop the shofar. Chutz min atfila bilavad. Itmar tanina mahaki tavol v'yala baliyah somar mashar kedushanu v'nsosav tzivanu ala tfila. That's after the fact. There's a massive machlokas harishonim here. If you look at this Tosas ala tfila, where Tosas says, Omar rach b'shem ha-gaon, dafka b'tfila z'ger. Zalachazi kodem tfila, zalamatzi l'meimer v'tzivanu dakati nachrihu. Aval, shar chayvi tfila k'gon balkeri, v'keyotzebo, mutalavarech. The Balkari, Shiyachal is Palo Lavarech Velumod Kodem Tzvila. Okay. So this first view is the view that says that the idea that Birchas HaTvila is La'achar HaTvila is only true when there's no other choice, like Ger. But a typical tefila, like tefila latuma, right, where it's possible to make the bracha in advance, you do. However, the re said, she'ein ligar benashim shemavarchos achar tefila, when the women used to go to the mikvah, so the minug that they had often was to make the bracha after the tefila, not before. And the Ri says you shouldn't be critical of that minag. Kivadika tfilas ger de la matzi levarech lo chilku. Because since they're both tfilos, the paradigm of tfilas ger and to some extent keri determined that this nusach of birchas tfila, even when it's possible to be in advance, could be afterwards. And similarly, b'chein netilas yadayim lo chilku bein Netila shel achar besakise, tula mati levarich kodem, and other netilos. That's a big question: whether netilos sedayim, you make the bracha in advance or before the niguv or after everything. Miu benetila yesh tamarcha levarich achar netila kodem niguv, kiramina ochal lechem below niguv yadayim kilo ochal lechem tame. The ancient farshim b'dukol tefilos kamer de gabra lochazi, the kodem shiyor lemayim inu tzarich levarich. In some cases, you're worried that the person will panic and he really won't go into the, won't do a proper tzvila. So this is a big debate, halacha, whether or not in shar tzvilos, aside from tzvilas ger, and in the olden days, tzvilas keri, they used to be tovil in advance, or after the fact. Okay, our time is like crazily almost up because we started a little late because of davening. Let me say the following. What I want to do with this is two things. Next week. Number one, let me just mention now for a minute. I first want to begin just by discussing where Birchas HaMitzvah is located in the world of brachos. The Gemara here says clearly, Kola brachos, kola mitzvos mevarchem aleim over lasiyasa. There's something called Birchas HaMitzvah. This is one of the most important Gemaras for that. And typically it's supposed to be done in advance. How does this fit in, both in terms of that halacha and the nature of Birchas HaMitzvah, to the two other categories that we are familiar with? One, of course, of which is Birchas HaNenen. And the other, of course, is Birchas Shevach, the Hodah. Does it belong? Is it similar to one or the other, or is it an independent factor completely? And how does it really work and manifest? Just to highlight the problem for a minute, look at the Rambam Menuchos Brachos. This is on page 6. after the two Ritvas. What number is it?
Line 30.
Oh, 30. So Mitzah, the Ram says, he's talking about in the beginning of Birchas Brachos, you know, Birchas HaMazon. Mitzah say min HaTorah levarich achar achilas mazon, sheneamar v'achalta v'savata uverachtas Hashem alokecha, v'enu chayiv min HaTorah elim kein sava, the chalta v'savata, he was sated. Shenemar, v'chalta v'savata v'erachta, umidivrei sofrim, right, they extended it, afilu, ochal afilu kezayis mevarech achrav, not just achila sviya. Then comes halacha beis, umidivrei sofrim, levarech al kol machol tchila v'achar kakiyana mimeno. Right, there's also mitzvah midivrei sofrim to make a bracha lefanav. V'afilu niskavim lechal alishtos kol shom mevarech, achachiyana v'chein v'riach reach tov mevarech, v'achar kakiyana mimeno. All same is true with fragrances. The kol nena below bracha reza ma'al. Okay, but then comes interestingly halacha gimel, kishem shem mevarchin al ana, kach mevarchin al kol mitzvah mitzvah. The achakach yasa osa. It's a very interesting nusach. What do you mean kashem? Right? Just as you make a birchas hana in advance, so too every mitzvah you first, Rambam here, is emphasizing the kedima. Ubrachos rabos tiknu chachamim derech shevach behodah v'derech bakasha kedei lizkar sabore tamid afa bishalonen avalo asa mitzvah. So the Rambam here, in the same halacha, says, starts the halacha by saying that birchas hamitzvah are like birchas hanenin. And then he says, and then there's another large group of brachos, right? Derech shevach v'hodah and bakasha lizkor habore tamid. Even though there's no anah, there's no mitzvah. Nimsu kol habrachos kulan gimel minim. Birchas anah, birchas hamitzvahs, birchas hodah. Shein derech shevach v'hodah bakasha tamid mimenu. He repeats it again. Interesting. So basically, the Rav Zatzal used to always say that this kishem is very significant. He used to say that the Rambam is trying to tell us that a secret, you know, or not a secret, or he's signaling the true character and nature of birchas hamitzvah by saying the word kishem. Because birchas hanenin is a matir. Right? The Gemara says in the beginning of Ketz and Mevarchin, six perek of brachos, that kol hanenin b'lo mazeh b'lo brachar is a ma. That's what the Rambam is quoting here. You're a thief if you take, you know, if you derive benefit from the Rabbonu Shalom's world without asking him or acknowledging it, then you're a thief. So you need a heter in order to eat God's food, a world from his world, or binenda from his world, you need to ask permission. Hmm. What does that have to do with doing a mitzvah? So the Rav thought this is kind of a hashkafic, philosophic / halachic idea, but one that he really believed in very pervasively. He used to say it a lot in a lot of different contexts. And that is that there are certain mitzvah performances also that require a matir. The idea being that you don't have the right to just do, you know, ritual performance. This is really a very crucial idea in the Rav's thinking. According to the Rav, this is a crucial idea in Jewish thinking. Namely, you know, you just can't make up your own ritual or your own bracha. To do that is presumptuous, right? It implies a certain relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? That, you know, that you have no right to presume. So when you say the words, when you do a mitzvah and you start by saying the words, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu, what you're doing is explaining how you're not really being presumptuous. That's the matir. You're saying, I'm doing the Tilas Lulav, I'm doing Tkiyas Shofar, I'm davening, you know, chakras, because the Rabbonu Shalom directed me to do so. So, and I'm doing it how I was directed to do it. So that's not presumptuous, right? I'm following the protocols that he, you know, allowed for, and even the in a very specific way that, you know, through Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh and Mesorah and Dinim Drabanan, etc., were formulated. So that's the idea of a matir, meaning you can't just, you know, blow shofar. you first are supposed to make a bracha and say, Asher Kiddushana b'mitzvosav. I'm doing this because I'm allowed to do it. And this is what the Rabbeinu Shalom said I should do. And this is what it's supposed to accomplish. Otherwise, if I was just doing it on my own, right, it would be like, you know, being nana midola maza below bracha rizamal. I would basically be taking liberties. It's a very fascinating, very important concept. It's a concept that really stands at the core, according to the Rav's understanding, of the halacha's, you know, religious philosophy, you know, which is why we become so, you know, the way things were done or doing things in a parallel fashion. Drabbanan's arcane doraisa, you know, you say, how can you say Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu, because it says losasar, meaning this idea that you can't simulate or just make up, even if you're well-meaning and well-intentioned, you know, you're sincere. You want to reach out to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The idea that you could do that any way you want without there being like guidelines is something which is offensive according to the halacha's sensibility.
Okay, so how do you bet minhagim? What about minhagim? Like, for example, our rabbis, we have a lot of times in Yadus that we have minhagim that we don't make rabbis for.
Right. And so again, many of the minhagim So many minhagim are kein doraisa, or they're extensions of doraisa, and they were made by great, you know, chachmei hamesora.
So I should need a matir to do it also.
I
should need a matir also to do that minhag. I shouldn't just be able to take an arava.
Well, the point is that it depends which, if it's a minhag, you know, shel shtus or somebody makes
it.
That's chibur arava. Is the Gemara says that there's a debate whether you make a bracha al minhag, right? One of the reasons you may not make the Rambam actually, Hilchos Mamrim, thinks that minhagim are included in Los Osor.
That's why you should make it. So how do you have the same logic?
So that's the matir. The matir is the koach hachamim. The hachamim know the system. They're the ones who sanction certain behavior. And therefore that becomes, just like they have the right to make drabanans, they have the right to make minhagim. They can make siyagim, and they can make kiyumim drabanan, which are probably what Divrei Sofrim is. And in some cases, they can also create minhagim. But
why is it presumptuous of me to do a minhag and say, here I am doing this arava, kibbut ha-arava?
No, because it doesn't come from
Neros Tanaka. Why is one needs a bracha and one doesn't? I don't.
No, because there's still there's a machlokus whether you make a bracha on a minhag. That's the Gemara at the end of Sukkah.
Right.
So one, Rashi's view is, because you say I can't say vitzivanu ala minhag, because it's only a minhag. It's not a chiyuv drabanan. So you can't say the word vitzivanu. That's what Rashi says in Sukkah. The Rambam just doesn't think that. The Rambam thinks it's a different level of cheftza, shel mitzvah. There's mitzvahs drabanan, and then there are minhagim, and you know that just doesn't require or doesn't deserve a bracha because it's a lower level, you know, obligation. It's not obligatory. It's only a nihug. So I mean, you have to look according to the different rishonim. But even minhagim, the minhagim that we're talking about, are things that are usually an extension of, and again, many minhagim come from Klal Yisrael, Pukhazi Mamadavar. So we also think that Klal Yisrael has like a certain instinct about what's, you know, an appropriate thing to do. When I was saying before, you can't simulate or create your own, you know, ritual. I mean, more, you know, as an individual, if we wake up and, you know, the people of Klal Yisrael have been knowing something, you know, for hundreds and hundreds of years, or even for 100 years, but it goes back to Chachmei Hamasora. So our matir is the fact that these great men have sanctioned this kind of behavior. But the mentality, which is that it's not for you just because you're sincere, you know, to add, you know, to the religion, but that you have to have the humility and also the deep understanding, you know, to understand that this requires some level of sanction, whether the sanction is explicit or the sanction is implicit, but a sanction that is connected to Mesorah in one way or another. Or, again, Mesorah could take different forms. It also could be a logical, you know, extension, etc. I'm not suggesting that technically everything that is, you know, added, you know, has to have been done. Obviously, we work with logic and application. So if Yom HaAtzma'ut didn't exist before 1948, I mean, that's part of the debate about it, frankly. But if you want to say, oh, that's an example of, you know, Hallel Al Hanes, or that's, you know, an example, you know, which has its roots in things. So, again, I don't want to get into the details now. I'm happy to do another time. Or like Megillas Tainus, you know, things of that sort. So I'm not suggesting that everything has to be ancient, old, and come from, you know, sources that were endorsed, you know, by unimpeachable Chachmei Mesorah. Of course, I mean, the application of halacha is something that continues all the time. The application of minhag, minhag in some respect is that too. But the idea that an individual, just because he's sincere, you know, could just do what he wants outside of those confines when he's not applying, any individual could say Tehillim, because the saying of Tehillim is an established mechanism. You want to say it this way or that way, that's fine. There's room for individual expression. What there's not is, you know, the ability to, like, you know, create wholesale. The Rav felt very strongly about this. That's why he was very, very conservative with a small c on anything having to do with synagogue ritual or, you know, davening. Anything like that, even writing piyutim, Rav was very, he thought the only people who could really write piyutim are people who have a certain, you know, standing as Chachmei HaMesorah. You know, his particular applications, some of them are open to, you know, to discussion and debate. But the underlying principle is the underlying principle that, you know, of Kishem, which he thought was, you know, the basis for a lot of things in brachos and in tefillah and in other things as well. Anyway, so that one thing, the first issue to discuss is the relationship between birchas hamitzvah on the one hand and birchas hananin and birchas shavach v'hodah on the other, which is kind of what the Rambam is discussing. The Rambam says, are these three categories? Are they three or are they two? And if and what is it? What is the status for other rishonim as well? So we'll discuss that. That's Emir Tashem next week. We're a little over time already.
I want to contribute a Heora.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I challenged you, right?
Yeah, right. The word says, my Masha the high over Elisha Dag Dumehu. So the Gemara brings two psukim.
Yeah.
But still, it's good. It's very strange. Why use a terminology that you need psukim in order to explain? So I'm not going to tell it over now. I just want to reference the Hamik Dover, the most fantastic Hamik Dover in Devarim, on the pasuk of Hu Over Lefanecha and Vayelech.
Yeah.
And he's mechadish. There's two types of mitzvah over Lasiyosan, based on these two psukim, Vayorzach Hisomach, and the other one of Vayavor Malcolm Lifayim. So,
okay, good. You want to say what it is?
Look it up and you'll see it over next week. The most fantastic Hamid Dover. In Vayelech.
You're tantalizing us.
Yeah, and the Rav's vort that you just said over is actually a vort from the Kotzker Rebbe. Kotzker Rebbe says, L'sasa l'chol kol pes v'chol tumum asher sivcha Hashem Elokeinu.
Yeah.
A pasuk in Devarim. So Rashi says, asher sivcha shelo lasos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't command you to make a pesel tumuna. So the Kotzker Rebbe says that a pesel tumuna is a physical representation of something, but it's not the real thing. So lo sasa l'chol kol pesel kol tum asher sivcha. If you want to do a mitzvah, do it the way the Rabbanu Shalom intended you to do it. And
right.
Don't do it as a pesel or tumuna.
Nice.
As a word from the Kotzker Rebbe.
Okay. So my challenge to you was there wasn't undue pressure.
So you had two hellers.
I think I said with a yud. Okay. Herotecha. But anyways.
Look up the Hamad Dover. It's a fantastic Hamad Dover.
Okay, I'll try. But everybody have a good week. So that's one thing we want to talk about next week a little more. The second thing I want to talk about is a little bit, this is such a massive topic, is the Maskana. Just one more second. If you look at Tosas here, Vihilkasa, Bir Chametz, Tosa says, Tosa says, Yachulu lo marchein, Shavze loshan mashma lahaba, Oshema dafka bir chametz. And then he adds, V'yesh tam b'brachos, B'rila matzatam l'kola brachos. So this is the challenge of the Rishonim, right? Why is it lahalacha that we do? Sometimes we say lis, sometimes we say ah. What is the real criterion? So Tosas here says, there seems to be some pattern, but it's very difficult to identify it. And the Rishonim, already earlier, the Rambi, the Ravi Avad in Provence, some of the early Chachmei Ashkenaz, of course, the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph discusses this as well. And then, the Bali Tosis, and then the Ramban and his school. Everybody is expending a lot of effort to figure out, what determines le and al and the different types of mitzvahs. That ends up being a tremendous window into individual mitzvahs as well. Whether it's Ner Chanukah or Mikra Megillah or Hallel or Tkiyah Shofar, because depending on what the nusach is and what the criterion is, that really pushes you, right, to examine in a very nuanced way, right, how these mitzvahs, or the components of the mitzvahs really were. So, Emir Hashem, with the time that we have next week, we'll try to relate to these two questions.